Well, hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Good to see you again, and welcome back to Path to Abundant Living. I'm Ryan Ruff, your moderator, and as always, I'll be joined by the guys. That's Scott Morrison and Matt Nordman of Morrison Nordman Wealth Management. We're going to be getting into another great conversation here today with a returning guest here on the show today. We're going to be joined by Chris Johnson, the founder of On Target Living. We're going to be discussing some new updates to Chris's world over at On Target Living, as well as just some great takeaways and best practices to be incorporating in your life to, you know, really enhance your life beyond the wealth management like conversations we have on this show. So before we bring Chris on and say hi to him again, let's go ahead and say hi to the guys. Scott, Matt, good to see you this morning. How are we doing?
Ryan, hey, Ryan. Great to see you. Scott, as always,
good to see you, Matt.
Yeah, gentlemen. So we got a fun conversation ahead. We've had, you know, we had Chris Johnson and his son Matt back on the show a few months back, diving into their company On Target Living and some of the best practices. But before we bring Chris out here and get into the weeds of our conversation today, I wanted to frame it up for, or at least have you guys kind of frame it up for the audience in, you know, how come we wanted to have Chris back and what's the kind of the game plan to address the day with him?
Great questions, Ryan. So as you know, we had Chris and Matt on to talk about what it is to have a second generation family business and all the things that come along with that. And then talking more and having conversations with Chris, it was like, what are some actionable steps for what they actually do every day for the people that they work with? You know, our goal, right, for people is to help them spend and give fearlessly. Well, to get to that point, right, that helps on the financial side, but you got to have the health side to then be able to enjoy that lifestyle, that amazing life of significance that you're building for you and your family and future generations. And if you don't have your health, it doesn't matter. And so along with previous guests that we had with Dr. Carlin, and we thought, well, let's bring Chris back on and talk about his area of expertise and some actionable steps that I know I use and my family uses that we thought, what can everybody else take away? And we said, who better than the super action figure himself, Chris Johnson?
Well, with that, awesome. Thanks, Matt. And Chris, want to thank you again for jumping aboard. Appreciate you being here and welcome again to Path to Abundant Living.
No, thanks, Ryan. I'm excited to chat with you guys today.
Yeah. Well, Chris, to kind of bring our audience back up to speed, or perhaps for some of those out there that didn't get the chance to listen to our prior episode where we sat down with you and your son, Matt, would you mind giving our audience kind of just a brief background, brief synopsis on your work at the Michelin Athletic Club and then leading towards On Target Living and where you sit right now with the company?
Yeah. So Ryan, as Matt knows, Matt and I have known each other for many, many years. But I've always been, I had an undergrad business economics degree from Western Michigan. And then I went to grad school at Michigan State in exercise physiology. And I've always been interested in sports and athletics and working out. And I thought, well, let's just dive in and make this a profession. So I've been doing this 38 years. I turned 67 years old this fall. And I've had a company called On Target Living. We started this in 2006. In fact, Matt became my financial advisor way back in the day. And now my son is, as many of you, if you didn't listen to the podcast, he's now the CEO of the company. So basically I work for my son now. So it's all great, but we help companies, individuals, organizations take care of their greatest asset, and that's their health. And so we help with performance, capacity, you know, overall health. I used to travel around the world speaking. I still do. I write books. We do podcasts, but really anything surrounding health, resting, eating, and moving. And so I listened to Dr. Carlin's interview with you guys, and I thought it was great because he had some really good points. And then Matt and I were discussing, like, all right, so what could be some other possible takeaways, some real applicable things that people could do, you know, starting tomorrow. So anyway, that's how this conversation led.
So, hey, can you tell us, Chris, the reason? So the reason I call Chris the super action figure, because as he mentioned, he just turned 67 late last year. And if and when you ever meet Chris in person, you can tell or ever talk to him, the amount of energy and just physical attributes of the guy is he's a super action figure. At 67. So when I grow up, I I tell people I want to be like Chris, and he is an unbelievable motivator for that. But Chris, for those that don't know, tell people how you were raised by wolves and then ended up into getting into this healthy and raised by wolves, your words, not mine, how you got into this field.
Well, you know, way back in the day, you know, I had psoriasis, eczema, digestive health issues, which many people talk about today. But I was raised on beefaroni and SpaghettiOs and bologna sandwiches with a Miracle Whip and white bread and Kool-Aid and Pepsi. And I was really not a healthy guy. And the doctors gave me oral meds, topical creams, nothing seemed to work. Your son just has sensitive skin, but I didn't. I was a terrible eater. And when I changed what I was eating about my second year in college, my skin got better. And that was kind of my driver into this profession. So, and that really, that's the story I lead with many times, because everybody's in a different place. But I truly believe, been doing this 38 years, it's no different than what you guys teach. It's if people want to feel good. And I really truly believe when you have that financial freedom and that health freedom, I call it, that's the true wealth. And that's the marriage of the two. And so when I talk to organizations, I think Dr. Carlin said this right, is sometimes we get things out of they're not in the right order. And so we always lead with, in any organization, the greatest asset is always people, but the greatest asset of you is your health. And so that's really where this is our conversation we have with organizations every day is like, what are you doing for your people? How are you taking care of your people? Well, that's on their own personal side. Well, we don't believe that, because a good part of our day is spent at work. And with the stresses and things going on in our world today, what's the answer? What's the strategy? What's the training that people need? So really, that's kind of like the beginning of how I got into it. But as I've ventured in my career, that's what I find more and more people. They'll put the hand out sometimes and say, I'll get to that wellness piece or that health piece when I have time. In reality, it should be foundational. And so that's what's exciting about what you guys are teaching is on the financial freedom. But now you're bringing into your podcast, which many of your clients want to talk about. They want to talk about their health and what do they do about it? Because nobody cares about, I don't think, they don't really care about having all this finance when they don't have their health. And when you marriage the two together, that's the true wealth.
Yeah, just I know Scott's got a question for you coming up, but it's that old phrase, and I don't know who said it first, but it was a person with, their health has 1,000 dreams, and the person without their health has but one, and that's to be healthy. So yeah, it's everything that you're talking about.
Yeah, and that's a great way to say it, because that is so true. And that's the deal, what I deal in my world every day. We do private training, we bring in groups for retreats, and that really comes to surface that now that they've neglected their health, now it's front and center.
Yeah.
So Chris, you mentioned that you had listened to our podcast with Dr. Carlin. What were the key takeaways you had from that discussion?
Well, I really liked what he said at the very beginning about having a heartbeat. That's what you really need to be paying attention to. But I wrote a couple notes. And Matt knows this too, but he talked a little bit about the cellular health. Everything begins at the cell level. So when you think about Ozempic and Trulicity and all these crazy diabetes medications out there, it really begins at the cell level. And then the mitochondria is the power back of the cell. That's your metabolism. And then we have the RNA and DNA. That's a nucleus. But what people don't quite understand is called epigenetics. And epigenetics means your behavior trumps genetics. And that's really exciting for people, because we all have genetics, give or take, 15, 16, 18%, whatever it might be, but our behavior trumps that. So I think that's the big thing I took away right away, is he started getting into, and there's amazing advances in medicine. So we're not beating up the medical world, but at the same time, you need to know how to navigate it. I always say you need to be the CEO of your own health. So I think that's the big thing. I think the other thing I liked what Dr. Carlin says, you need to develop a team around you. It's no different than Scott, you and Matt, you have a team. And so whether it's a primary care physician, everybody needs a primary care physician, because if you get in an accident, you need to be admitted to a hospital or whatever. But he also went into concierge medicine, which is really where many people are going, but not everybody has those resources that he mentioned. that you can go into concierge medicine where you pay out of pocket for that extended period of time. But when you have an office visit that's about 12 minutes for an average primary care doctor, you need to go in there with a plan. And that plan is you need to come up with your top three questions. As you walk into your office, off the doctor's office, you need to come in with that plan. And that's a big takeaway that I think everybody needs to hear today. It's like, what is my plan coming in? If I have high blood pressure, what's my plan to improve my blood pressure, my cholesterol's out of balance, or whatever it might be? So those are just some of the takeaways that I got from Dr. Carlin, but I really like how he led at the beginning. And he talked a little bit about the power of strength training. You know, why strength training is so valuable, especially as we get older. So and I have many things to add to that, but those are just some of the takeaways I liked on his conversation with you guys.
Okay. So I've talked to you. Again, like you said, we've known each other for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And you've talked about this. And so you say health keeps score. What do you mean health keeps score?
Well, in my latest book, Rest, Eat, Move, I have two chapters. And the first chapter is, one of them is called, it's all about your health keep score, but it's called Your Body's Always Talking to You, Are You Listening? So your eyes, your teeth, your gums, your skin, your hair, your nails, digestion, elimination, energy, sleep, these things are all keeping score. And so in our world, we mask them. If we have acid reflux, we take an acid blocker. If we have a headache, we take an ibuprofen or, you know, pain med. Our cholesterol's out of balance, we take a statin med. The list goes on and on. We're not really listening to the body. The body's telling you, but we're not taught how to listen. The other piece is, now we're into know your numbers. That's a blood test. You know, I probably would guesstimate most of your listeners obviously have had their cholesterol checked, their glucose, but rarely do people have their homocysteine checked. And homocysteine is an oxidation marker. There's no medications for it. So if you don't ask for it, you're not going to get it. Or the other one I like to talk a lot about is testosterone. Testosterone is the greatest predictor of how both men and women are aging. I don't know about you guys, but I want to know how I'm aging. This is what you do for a living. You help people have vibrant living and aging, but the same thing I do. So again, if you don't know these numbers, you don't know what the score is, you really don't understand your risk. You know, when somebody sits down with you, Matt and Scott, you assess their risks. You look at their insurance. You look at where they're putting their money in. Are they this or that? You're assessing all that. But in our world, medical illiteracy has never been higher. And so that's where the health keep score is. And people need to take more ownership in that. And it's not, we don't have to make it as hard as we, you know, and that's why we do podcasts on it. That's why we do a lot of information on it. But the average person doesn't really know a whole lot. They have these good conversations with their medical world.
Yeah, Chris, I think, you know, one of the things that we've always been in this mode when we walk into a doctor's office, like we're walking into the expert's office and we're just waiting for them to tell us to take ownership for what we need to do rather than the other way around. When you say know your numbers, what specifically are you saying to us about knowing? What numbers do we need to know?
And you mentioned the homocysteine and because I know that's one that I've done, but go ahead. I'm kind of curious. Like,
yeah. So Scott, one of the things is we'll have a link, you know, we'll get that to you guys and Ryan, but it's just a know your number one page handout. And the handout, you just give it to your doctor and say, I'd like these tests. And so if you don't ask for these tests, you're not going to get these tests. You're just going to get a typical test. But here's another dilemma. In a typical primary care physician office visit, not a concierge, you're only going to have about 10, 11, 12 minutes. So if you don't go in there with a game plan, you're not going to get the question. So number one, you have to have that handout to give it to them. Number two, you have to have a strategy when you come in. It's no different. If you have a client that comes in, like if Matt comes over and he's meeting my wife and I have no plans, no questions, nothing. It's not a very interesting dialogue. But if I come in with lots of questions, I want to know about this or that, not only is it good for your customer, but it's also good for you because now you have this really good, interesting dialogue. And it's no different than the doctor. You know, I worked for a primary care physician for 2 years. He was seeing 45 to 50 patients every day. He doesn't have a lot of time, especially when Mr. and Mrs. Smith walk in and they have no idea about anything. So you're going to walk out being medicated. So that's why you need to get in the game. And a big part of that is understanding your risk and your numbers.
So it's kind of a follow-up to that. Why wouldn't doctors ask you for those numbers, you know, if they're so important?
Well, Scott, you hit the golden goose right there, babe. Because if the doctor brings it up or the patient brings it up, they have to give you some type of solution, some type of, for example, if Scott, if I test your homocysteine and I don't have a medication for that, I need to teach you about nutrition. And I only got about 4 more minutes. You can see where we're going to go with this.
Right.
If I don't educate you on this space, now, unfortunately, there could be some repercussions. So that's the dilemma that we have right now, that if I have your cholesterol out of balance, it's pretty simple. I give you a statin. You have type 2 diabetes, you get Trulicity or Ozempic. I mean, it's not hard, or metformin. But if I have something that has nothing to do with medication, but everything to do with your lifestyle, now we got some problems.
Sure.
And that's unfortunate. That's where we're at today.
Yeah. And ladies and gentlemen, the Know Your Numbers sheet that you know, Chris had alluded to, we flashed that up on the screen for you. We'll also, of course, include a link so that you can download that sheet yourself. You know, just check out the description of the episode that you're watching right here and now. But I also want to pivot now, guys, over to that mural right behind you, Chris. It's the On Target Living logo, but it's knowing the food target, that is really being, acclimated with that. We're going to bring this up on the screen so folks can have a visualization of what the food target looks like. But could you go into what is the food target and why is this just so important?
Well, Ryan, you mentioned earlier, I worked at this large health club called the Michigan Athletic Club. We have over 10,000 members, and I did that for about 18 years. And that's where I met Matt way back in the day. And I was the director of fitness and personal training. We had one of the largest personal training programs in the world. And I had competed in bodybuilding for 10 different contests over the years, starting in 1985. But people are so confused about nutrition. And so I started writing books. And one of the things I started thinking about is, how do I make it simple for people to eat better? Not about counting calories, not about counting macros, make it too difficult. But like, how do we slowly upgrade? You know, this is what Matt and Scott teaches, like, how do you get people to slowly upgrade? And people like upgrading. They don't like it when you tell them they can't eat certain foods or drink certain things. They like to say, hey, if I'm drinking coffee, how can I get a better coffee? And if I put creamer in my coffee, how do I get a better creamer? Or if my kids like macaroni and cheese, how do I have better macaroni and cheese or better pizza instead of telling them they can't have it? So that's the genesis behind the target. The red is the processed foods and the green is the whole foods. And what we teach is really the source. And the closer anything gets to the source, the better it is for the body. And also it's going to be less expensive. And so and people say, hey, should you take a multivitamin? Should you take this and that? Well, our belief is that if I eat certain types of foods, the body eats food, it doesn't eat nutrients. And that was the beginning of the food target. And last but not least, on the food target, it's very simple. You have carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. But the big thing in that, it's forgiving. And I really like that thought process. It's not about being perfect. It's not about being rigid. It's about a flow and creating a lifestyle that people can repeat. So that's the food target, Matt will probably know this too, that I think we've given away probably close to 2, 3, 4 million of these. They're everywhere. So every time I speak, the audience has that in their hands.
It is. I can tell you personally, ours is taped up inside one of our cupboards where our dishes are. And I see it every single day. And I've told the story many times, and Chris knows, when we first met and we would go golfing at the turn, I'm getting the Reese's peanut butter cups and the Milky Way. And now I'm the guy that's bringing the carrots and cucumbers with me on the golf course. And I know personally, and I've seen it with my family, when we eat closer to the center of the target and the center of the target, we feel a lot better. Do I still like the outside of the target? Yeah, but I eat out there a lot less, and I because
and
I know
we have a 21 day challenge. We'll send you that link. It's free, and it's just 21 days. It's so simple, but it's not easy. You eat in the center of the target for 21 days. So,
but I know you've talked.
I attest, you do eat. You eat carrots now. I'm like, who is this guy? But that's why we call you the freak of nature.
Yeah, well, I know that, you know, again, you've helped so many people and will continue to, and what our Target Living's mission is to help so many people. And so we appreciate it. So what are, you know, I don't want to say 10, but if you had 10, what are 10 things people can do? I know you talked about with me for the longest time, just drink more water. But like, what are 10 things for a healthier lifestyle that people, like you said, kind of taking that next step? I don't want to say easier, because we've talked about this. We didn't get to where we are, whether it's physically, emotionally, or financially overnight. So it's not necessarily going to change overnight, as much as we want to, quote unquote, take that pill to make it better.
Yeah.
We know that when we put in the steps and put in the effort, we know the results are going to be long lasting and worthwhile. So what are those things that people can do, those actionable steps?
Well, I think for your listeners, excuse me, I would break these into three buckets. The first bucket would be under rest. What are the one, two, or three things you need to do under rest? Number one, we always teach is breath awareness. Breathe through the nose, use your belly, that's a diaphragm, and slowing it down. In our world today, we breathe too fast, we breathe through the mouth, and we don't use the belly. Number two is sleep is one of the fastest growing medications in the world. We're not sleeping, so take a look at your sleep, because sleep is everything. I mean, that's rejuvenation, that's how you age. And then the last one is really looking at the pace and space of your life. Do you like the pace, and do you have enough space to handle the pace? Everybody's in a different season of their life, but those are the three big rest pieces we teach, and usually it goes in that order and vice versa. So under the eating, as you mentioned, the big one is, are you drinking enough water? Are you drinking a minimum of 50 ounces of water a day? So again, people say, hey, I should be drinking half my body weight. That's great, but what's real? What's real? What can really I do tomorrow? Number two is you need some type of omega-3 fats in your diet. About 95% of the American population is deficient. Brain health, heart health. That's going to be walnuts. That's going to be flax seeds, chia seeds. And the thing we promote a lot, as you know, is cod liver oil. So, okay, I got that. And then from there, I need to have good gut foods. And that's called a gut biotic chart. And we can send this link to everybody. But everybody's heard of prebiotics or probiotics. But when I get people to get enough rest in their life, they'd start drinking more water. They add an omega-3. And then we bring in some gut health foods. That could be bananas, berries, oatmeal, coconut. So these are live foods that make the gut healthy. And then from there, are you fasting 12 to 14 hours overnight? These are really some simple strategies that I think everybody can do tomorrow. And then under the move category is number one, hands down, is developing a movement mindset. 85% of our population does not move. Dr. Carlin was talking about strength training. Before I even go down that path, I got to get your mind thinking that I need to move more. And if you put this on people like, hey, can you move 5 minutes a day? And they'll say to me, is that enough? It's no different than what you teach, compound interest. If I just deposit in my account a little bit every day in that 5 minutes, that will lead to more and more. And then we can get more specific. So that's the big one right away. Number two is posture and body alignment. And number three is finding activities doesn't mean exercise, movement activities that you enjoy. And if I can get people to get that mindset, then we can give them, it's no different than you guys. We can start really get specific strategies, but those are the big takeaways. Like, what can I do? And then, you know, we talk about strength training, and I'm a big fan of play. And I think as adults get older, they stop playing, and that's part of the fun. So if people can dabble in a little bit of these areas and really focus on it, they start building habits. And that's the key, is how do you build a habit? And you do it one step at a time.
Yeah, I think like you had said, or we talk about, it's being purposeful and intentional and saying, okay, if you always do what you've always done, you always get what you always got. And so do you want things to be different? Well, drink more water, right? The things that you just talked about.
And I love that word intentional. Like I had a couple clients this morning and we were just talking about, how do you do this? I said, you have to be intentional. And you have to be intentional about one or two things. Just be intentional. If you're not drinking enough water, do this test. How much water do you drink in a typical day? And do this 2 or 3 days in a row. And you're going to go, whoa. I'm only drinking 15, 20 ounces of water a day. Coffee doesn't count. You know, alcohol doesn't count. So how much water do you drink? Number two, if you really put a measurement on it, how much do you move on a typical week? Are you moving your body 5 minutes a day? Most people are not. So we know motion creates positive emotion. So with all the mental health stuff we're talking about today, which we're not talking enough about it, I got to get people to do omega-3 fats and I get them to move. And if they sleep, they're probably going to be pretty good. So we make this so hard, but it's not what we know. It's what we practice. Well, and Matt and I talk about this a lot. It's not what we know. It's what we practice.
I like that because again, it comes back to what you had said, and my wife and I still talk about this, is your why has to be bigger than your butt.
And you've said to me the whole time, it's like, and we first got together, it's like, this is, you know, what do you want? Well, okay, one of the things I want is I want to create a legacy and a business, and the list goes on, but how do you do that? Well, you do it at one step at a time.
Yeah. One step at a time. Exactly.
So what would you say are some of the more transformational things you've seen in the people that you've worked with?
Oh, Scott, it's a great question. I had a woman in Cincinnati, Ohio. I did a multiple year event for this large group. And this woman came to the first meeting, and then I came back 3 years later, and she was 365 pounds at 65 years old. She started her journey and she went from 365 pounds to about 180 pounds in about 3 years. She went from 16 medications to 2 medications. I've never seen anybody in my entire career start their journey at 65, weighing 365 on 16 meds. So that's the most transformational I've ever seen, especially at that age. But I've seen so many people. I mean, Matt knows this. I've never had anybody not get off a cholesterol medication by working with their doctor. And so I've seen major transformations with people. I had a guy not too long ago that had stage 4 cancer, and the guy's pretty much, you know, cancer free today. So we've seen lots of transformations. The human body is amazing in its ability to heal and self-correct. And so I always tell people, are you playing offense? Because you guys like to talk about playing offense with your finances. I like to talk about playing offense with your health. So I've seen lots of transformations over the years. And sometimes we make it our world today that things that are hard, we want to avoid. I always tell my clients, embrace something that's hard. Embrace that uncomfortableness, because we all know some of the greatest things in our life occur when we get uncomfortable and we go through the mud. And I always tell people right now, I know you're going through the mud, but you're going to look back and you're going, well, this is the best thing I've ever experienced in my life. You wouldn't change anything. So that's some of the things I like to talk about with people, that when they're feeling like they're going through the mud and they haven't seen these transformations, I give them examples of where we're at. And they're like, wow, I mean, it's possible. I go, yeah, it's amazingly possible.
That's
the exciting part.
Rock bottom is a great foundation for the future.
It's really, you know, and I look at, you know, I did a 2024 plan. And one of the things I was talking about, my health and business, but I was talking about my money and my finances. And I was looking at this number. And Matt and I first got together, there's no way, if Matt would have said, you know what, a super action figure, in 20 years, you're going to be here. There's no way I would believe that. So it's no different. You know, you guys painted the picture for me. I see the picture. I see the vision. Now here's the process. And the 10 things or 11 things or 12 things we talked about here, that's just developing a process. And I think people want their health back. Just develop some small strategies and focus on the process.
I love it. I love the fact that I've been front row seat and get the inside scoop, as they say, so many times, being able to pick your brain about all this stuff. So are there, I know one of the big questions that a lot of people say is, well, yeah, you know, that cod liver oil, I don't know about that. And then once you start doing it, or the wheatgrass, and I don't know about that, or the spirulina, chlorella. And once you kind of get into it, should, in addition to all that, should we be taking a daily vitamin?
No.
Okay.
No, what you should be doing is really thinking about the source and what nutrients do you need. You know, people today are taking B vitamins like no tomorrow. Where do B vitamins come from? You know, as we talk about oatmeal on the run, maybe you eat some eggs once in a while, some chicken. I don't need vitamin C. I can just eat an orange, or, you know, there's nothing better for gut health than an apple, so I don't have to take a probiotic. So our whole thought process is that way. It's like, what nutrients am I missing? Most people are missing omega-3s. So instead of taking a gel tablet, here comes the real deal from the source. That's why we have our own product, Dutch Harbor Alaska. And as you know, it doesn't even taste like anything. It tastes like a little lemon drop. But if you can get people to start with some of these really simple basics, the need for all this supplementation starts to disappear. We're not a fan at all of protein powders. Why? Because it affects your kidney function, called GFR. It's like putting sand in a radiator. So if you're trying to add more protein, you could add some pumpkin seeds or hemp seeds or Brazil nuts to a smoothie or whatever. You don't need to add that. So my belief is, I want to create great performance for people, but I more than anything else, I want them to have optimal health. And when they have optimal health, they don't need all these. That's why we have our own e-commerce business, because as you know, I used to go out and speak and people would like, hey, should I take this? Should I take that? I'm like, well, you know, you can, but that's not going to be the most effective strategy along the way. So that's really what we promote. Like we sell on our website dried mangoes. Why is that? Because they're high in magnesium. We sell cacao nibs. What's that? That's real chocolate. Super good for the gut. So we're really promoting food is what we're promoting.
So one quick question, and it's a little specific, but you talk about the cod liver oil and the omega-3. Why do we need omega-3 fats?
So in the human body, every cell, we did a podcast last week on cell, every cell in the human body, which is approximately 50 trillion cells, you got to ask the question, what are the cells made of? They're made of water and omega-3 fats. So if 95% of the population is deficient in omega-3 fats because it's not in the ecosystem, unless you consume wild Alaskan salmon every day, which I don't, I live in Michigan. So that's what we're missing. But the big takeaway of cod liver oil, it's brain health, high in DHA. Every infant formula has DHA. So the highest source of DHA is the cod liver oil. Number two, it's incredible good for your heart. No more baby aspirin for anybody out there. We now know it's really not good for the gut. So if I want to create something that helps my heart, which is an anticoagulant, that's your cod liver, your omega-3 fat. And then from there, we go into inflammation. It's a natural anti-inflammatory. And last but not least, everybody on this podcast today wants to have good sex hormones. How do you do that? It's an omega-3 fat. So again, that's the big four: brain health, heart health, natural anti-inflammatory, and hormones. And we decided we were going to go search what we believe is the best in the world. And that's from Dutch Harbor Alaska Organic Lemon. So that's really why I started thinking about this years and years. What are most people missing? They're missing omega-3 fats. They're not drinking enough water. They're not eating live foods. If you can start doing that, away we go.
Okay. That's great. Scott, you have any more questions? Brian?
I'm all set on my end, guys. Chris, we've thrown a lot at our audience. If anybody out there is interested in looking up On Target Living, learning more from you guys, or opening up a dialogue with you or your team, what's the best way somebody could look you guys up and connect?
Well, I'm going to give you my direct email. And my email is my name, Chris Johnson with a C, all one word, at ontargetliving.com. Matt knows I'm very accessible. This is what I pride myself in my whole career. and I will get back to people within 48 hours. Now we have a website, which is just ontargetliving.com, and we have a great team. So feel free to reach out. I'm on a mission again, and my, you know, different season of my life, but as Matt knows, this probably will never change until, you know, I'm done on this earth. So anyway, that's my mission. I'm happy to help you. And again, appreciate the opportunity today.
Chris, thank you very, very much for coming back on again and sharing your wisdom and expertise in this area. I know, as I said earlier, I know you've helped so many people and will continue to help so many people. It's the other thing that we talk about. It's the difference makes. And so the difference that you make with one or two people has made an exponential difference to thousands of people. So
well, one of the things we always say is nobody has to cross these bridges alone. And it's what you guys do. It's what we do. So nobody out there has to cross these bridges alone.
Yeah, Chris, I want to thank you too. I know that this podcast is going to be listened to by my wife, and she will be reminding me of why we have your food target over our junk food cabinet. It's like a lock. It's like a lock on my cabinet. It's like as soon as I go to open it, you know, I have to look at the food target, and the guilt is far more effective than any lock or combination.
Well, one last thing I'll mention here, and again, Scott, I appreciate that, and just remember, we don't teach. We teach a flow. We teach, you know, lifestyle. It's not about being rigid. It's about enjoying your life, developing habits. But Matt knows this. I always tell, and Sherry, you know, Matt's wife, Sherry, worked with us for many years. But one of the things I used to always end my conference keynotes with is I talked about my father. And my dad, as Matt knows, Matt played golf with my dad. My dad was a funny guy. He was a great listener. He was my guy in my world. But my dad was not a healthy guy. And I did everything in my power to get my dad healthy. I would buy him Tony Robbins motivational tapes for Christmas. I'd get him the foam roller, the cod liver oil. I had him strength training. We did everything. But a mistake I made with my father, number one, is I overwhelmed him. So don't overwhelm anybody out there. Build a habit one step at a time. And last thing about my father, I told him all the time how much I loved him, but I rarely told him how much I needed him. That's my send-off. Tell people in your world how much you need them.
All righty, folks, there you have it. Chris Johnson, founder of On Target Living. So appreciate his time for jumping aboard with us. We threw a lot at you today in terms of considerations, thoughts, maybe debunking some myths around your own health even. Matt, Scott, what were your takeaways today?
Well, I think my biggest takeaway, every time I listen to Chris, obviously I walk away more motivated knowing where, you know, I've fallen short. We're in the middle of Lent, so it's made it easy for me to cut out some of the bad stuff from my diet. But it just, you know, it's like having that purpose. You know, it's not just about the sacrifice, it's about what's on the other end of it. And like we talk about with our financial goals, why wouldn't your health be part of that financial plan? Because it's very difficult to enjoy life to the fullest after retirement if you don't have the help to support it.
You know, I have known Chris for 20 plus years now, and it's not an exaggeration to say that I was the white bread. You know, I'm on the outside of the target, Oreo, cookie, pizza, Reese's peanut butter cup guy. And do I still like those things? I do. But do I eat those a lot less? And am I, you know, inside the target a little bit more and starting my day with a lot of the things that we talked about from the cod liver oil, you know, all those things. Every time I talk with him, whether it's in a setting like this or if we're on the golf course, I learn so much from him. And one of the things that he just make that better choice, make that better choice, make that better choice. And it started with drinking a little more water, and it was the next thing and the next thing and next thing. Next thing you know, you have all these habits that you're like, wow, I feel so much better. And again, if you're way out doing a little things, you'll notice a little bit. And like Chris has talked about with me, it's the when you get to be 65 and 70 and 75 and 80 and 85, you're going to feel so much better. You know, he's he has grandkids. And I remember years ago before he had grandkids, he's like, look, I want to be healthy enough and active enough to go skiing with my grandkids. Well, guess what? He's doing those things. And so for me, that's why I say, hey, I want to be like him when I grow up. Those are the things that I want to do. And I see him and how active and healthy and everything that he's got going. It's like, well, if I can do 10% of what he's doing, I know I'm going to be better off.
Sure. I mean, Scott, you hit the nail on the head, Matt, you, the idea of just habits. I mean, I feel like so often in today's day and age where there's so much, it's information overload, frankly, when it comes to what you could be doing better for you and your health. And it can feel overwhelming. You know, Chris spoke to you know, throwing a lot at his dad there in life. And I think there's a lot of folks out there that feel that same way. It's like, oh my gosh, I need to upend every day-to-day practice of my life to get myself on this path to being healthy. When in reality, it just starts with that one small choice that then, you know, breeds a second, a third, a fourth, and then they're no longer choices. They're just habits. So I love that. I love that you brought up that word habit because that's really where it comes from. But one big thing for me that was a big takeaway, well, I love, you know, Chris had shared this in his prior conversation with us, kind of the foundation of his principles of rest, eat, move. But he expanded on those today when you had asked him just some key takeaways for that people should be thinking about, really. And that was in the rest category. He had mentioned this idea of having a healthy balance between space and pace in your life. And I think in today's day and age, it is so darn easy to be moving a million miles an hour because we have the technological means to do so. We have the, you know, the just ability to do more. And that just because the ability to do more exists, we feel the need to have to do more when maybe we don't necessarily do need to. So I love that he brought up that idea of the pace of your life and the balance between the space in your life and finding that balance. It factors into the rest that you have overall, the quality of sleep, the, you know, the ability to recover the body, just the ripple effect of the pace and space conversation to me was a really big takeaway on my end. So I thought that was pretty neat.
Yeah. It's like I said, he has helped so many thousands and thousands of people. He and his daughter worked with him for a little while. Just the entire team over there has been phenomenal. And I, again, speaking personally, I know it's helped me and my family immensely, and I'm grateful for it.
Sure. Well, guys, you know, I mean, as our audience knows, or maybe they don't, if you're, you know, brand new listener here on the show, I mean, we have conversations a lot about wealth management strategies and principles, but in recent history, we've been bringing on some great guests from outside of the world of wealth management and finding that balance between wealth conversations and health or life conversations, because the show is about getting somebody on that path to abundant living. And of course, wealth is just one component of that. Guys, for anybody out in the audience that enjoys these types of conversations, likes the work that you guys are doing, or would like to just open up a conversation with you and your team to talk about their own path to abundant living, what would be the best way somebody could get in touch with you guys?
Two ways, Ryan. Traditional way, 517-333-7967, or the website morrisonnordman.com. Two N's on the end of my name. And you can click on a link and you can schedule a get to know you call with myself or Scott, and we can begin the conversation.
Awesome. Well, gentlemen, I appreciate you both carving time out of your busy schedule. I know you got clients to serve, so I'll let you get back to doing that. But thanks again. Great conversation today. And I'll see you here on the next one.
Thanks, Ryan. Great to see you. Scott, see you soon.
All right.
All right, fellas, take it easy. And hey, folks, we're going to take a final moment here and thank you all for stopping by and being with us on the show today. If you did enjoy our conversation with Chris Johnson, you learned a thing or two. Maybe you got a few action items in your own life to take away from the conversation. I know I do. We'll make sure you hit that subscribe button then on whichever platform you did check us out on today so that you don't miss out on other great conversations where Matt, Scott, and I welcome on some great guests, or we dive knee deep into some of these wealth management components that they're having conversation with clients about on a regular basis. Before Scott and Matt, I'm Ryan. We're going to go ahead and say so long. But once again, we appreciate you stopping by and being with us on Path to Abundant Living. Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors. Morrison Nordman and Associates and Securities America are separate entities. All investing involves risk, including the possible risk of principal.